MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, with the 2025 tax year in full swing, many South Africans, both individuals and business, are looking for clarity on key tax changes, compliance risks and SARS enforcement. So let's discuss all of that with Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Taxation. Keith, a very warm welcome. And I want to start with a story that MoneyWeb is giving some prominence. It says the South African government expects to collect 8 billion rand from the global minimum tax in the 25-26 tax year. The necessary legislation to collect this tax was promulgated at the end of December and the start of this year. What is this and how important is it?
Well, the global minimum tax is something being pushed by the OECD, and this has been in the works for quite some time. So the concept is if a South African company invests in a tax haven and they're not subject to tax, that they'll pick up the that the South African Revenue Service can pick up a 15% differential. So this is the same thing what the Europeans are doing, and the British and everybody else has agreed that if you put your money in a tax haven that and you face a zero rate or a low rate, that we can pick up the difference up to 15%. So the money that they're talking about is South African companies investing in some low tax jurisdictions such as Dubai. And then if you manage to get a zero rate there, the South Africa can pick up the difference. Now, the issue is whether the 8 billion. There's only about 17 companies that may have to worry about this, of which 9 have some real money at stake. So I think a lot of people have questioned that number seems a bit high from this minimum tax.
Let's move on to another issue. We're approaching budget 2025. Are there key personal tax changes that are in the offing that we should be looking out for?
Well, there's a lot of noise in the media, and I think we're speculating because they fell short of their revenue. And, you know, well, Keyswetter can only do so much. And so once again, there are a bunch of things on the table of, well, do we need to get more money by changing the legislation? I think the biggest one that people are worried about is the NHI, which would then say goodbye to the medical credits. It's only a matter of time before medical credits go. So I think that's the most at risk. Will they raise personal income tax rates? Then there's always a threat every year. I think I'm very, very doubtful. The one that people are talking about a little bit more worrisome is a wealth tax, but that's generally in the offing. But they've been pretty smart that I think when it comes to income taxes, they've reached their limit.
And corporate tax rate, any change expected on that front? And if so, what likely impact on business?
Well, there's some discussion to push the corporate rate back from 27 to 28. I think that was a discussion expecting that Trump was going to lose the election. But now that Trump has won and he's saying that he wants to take the 21% rate in the United States and keep it low and drive it lower, there's now beginning to be a counter global push to say raising corporate rates back up is not sustainable. So I'm very doubtful they're going to throw the rates back from 27 to 28, especially when they dropped them from 28 to 27 a few years ago, and then everybody had their losses limited. So I think that would be an act of bad faith. So I think the corporate rates can remain the same.
And Keith, every year there is discussion about the rate of value added tax, but as we well know, this is a political hot potato.
That's right. So you don't see that change, but what you're really seeing is that there are people talking about zero rating items. Now, the Treasury does not want to zero rate items, but the presidency does. So you might see a few zero rating items there. And then the issue for the Treasury is, well, if I'm going to lose some zero rating on the VAT, I need to make it up somewhere else. Do I go after the sugar tax or do I do some things to compensate me for my loss there? But I don't see them raising the VAT. It just doesn't make any sense. It's going to really hurt low income people. It's going to hurt their political base. You know, these people are dreaming on that one, I think.
As far as the South African Revenue Service is concerned, is there any new thinking in terms of tax auditing?
Well, they're always trying to go there, and I think they're pushing hard. I think the biggest issue that's been pushed for a while is they're trying to push the IT factor more, the data factor more. And the question is Treasury giving them enough funding to do that? Because the real issue and danger for the Revenue Service is not just raising rates on the compliant, but it's the people who underdeclare their income. And it's getting more people who are simply not paying taxes at all, or they're lying about the amount of income they're declaring. And in order to do that, you've got to get third-party data. And unfortunately, we pushed all of this onto the banks. The real problem is we need the rest of government to come along. And so there's sort of discussions back and forth, but you don't see government moving fast enough on this one. And I'm really not sure why the Treasury has been slow, but really it's important for all the departments, all of the agencies to have better tracking information on a variety of things, including the tenderpreneurs. They can pick up a lot of money, but there you see them dragging. So like they've been talking about a single taxpayer ID. This is something the commissioner wants, and I fully agree with him on. So you see pushes there, but you don't see any real reaction in government, which I think is very unfortunate, because I think it's a better way of getting money than just raising rates on the compliant.
Keith, as you rightly say, data is the key to all of this, and the right data. And SARS, in that respect, is pushing its adaptation or adoption, shall I say, of digital tools for tax compliance a lot more aggressively.
Yes, they have to. And I think everybody's trying to go for that because, again, it's sort of AI and whatever. But one of the things that's been pushed is, you know, in the old days, you filed your small business, you file your tax returns, you declare you made $2 million, but you really made about $5 million. And you then the Revenue Service would have to go back and check. So what they're trying to do is get that ratification. So now what you're seeing, and again, you see this in the newspapers, can they say, look, you know, you say that you only had $2 million, but let's look at your bank account. Now, somehow you've gotten $6 or $7 million in there. Now, how are you telling me that you've only made two when you've gotten six or seven? So I think there's more pressure to look at your cash flows in your bank account in order to substantiate what you're doing. And that seems to be the space that they're beginning to move to.
And just a final one, businesses and individuals in this tax year, is there anything that they should be thinking of differently to avoid common tax penalties?
Okay, well, I guess the key is you don't want to have a problem with the Revenue Service. So you really got to keep track on your dates and everything. And this is a problem that's longstanding. There's a lot of tax documents, unfortunately, and you need to be timely. You don't want to have interest charges and other things. So the key is to being on top of your paperwork. And that's always a burden. It's easier said than done. Somebody makes a mistake and whatever, but you don't want to be running into penalties because you're a little bit late or you're finding yourself a little bit short. And that becomes a problem. And sometimes people have cash flow problems where they don't have the money to pay the tax. So the key is to be on top of your tax affairs, you know, pronto and not delay. And that becomes very costly for people. Once they start running into trouble, they get scared and then they hide. And that's the worst thing they can do. So they need to be proactive is the short answer, as always.
Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer, the South African Institute of Taxation. Thank you very much.